WLG KO4NUE. QLG KO4NUE.
B4CBA Mobile.
Hey, this is KO4NUE.
Good morning, and let's see, is this Chad?
Yes, sir, it is. Forgive me, I can't quite recall your name. I'm getting better, but it's going to take me some time.
I'm laughing because I'm the world's worst, so no apologies needed. You were up at Steve's the other day, and I just remember your call and your name from that for some strange reason, because when you get my age, your brain doesn't work so good. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I turned 50. I can't remember. I think I'm 49, maybe 50. I'm not sure. But sometimes it's an issue. And I know what you're gonna say. You know, well, you're just 50. You just wait. But I'm telling you, sometimes it's pretty bad.
No, it's just, it's especially difficult for me when I'm driving, and, I'm used to being able to, sit at the radio and either write it down or type it into, logbook of the world or QRZ or something like that, and, you're done. You got all the information right there in front of you. And, so anyway, in the car, you're multitasking, and for me, I guess it's just too many things going on at one time. I figure you're, if I can't remember your call and I can't remember your name, it's not the end of the world.
Sign is Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo. My name is Chad. And, partner, I hate to do this to you, but I just reached my destination, so I'm gonna destinate on out. So, 7-3's to you, sir, and enjoy the short conversation.
Oh, yeah, I never tell you, my name's David. And, that's good. Glad to get there safe, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.
How you doing this morning, David? In 4DJC.
I'm doing good, Jerry. How are you, sir?
This morning, aren't you?
I got a 10:30 tennis game, so as it heats up, they'll be even earlier because I won't be able to play in 90 and 95 degree heat. It just zaps all the energy out of me. So I'll play when it's cooler, and then I suppose I cut grass last night, but man, I got home, I'd played tennis, and I felt all right, but then I ate supper, and it was just like a ton of bricks hit me, and I was done. So the grass still needs to be mowed, so hopefully I'll be able to get to it tonight. Then I'll wait till it gets cool, and it doesn't take but about an hour or so to cut it, so not a big deal.
I cut my grass. It cuts it so cheap. I don't get my cut but every 2 weeks, so I just let it grow. I'm not too worried about it. said we're not in a neighborhood that matters a lot right now. I'm just covered up with clover anyway. That all he does is cut the tops off the clover until later on in the year. I always intend to put some pre-emergent out every year and forget to do it. Long guy tells me, the guy doing my fire treatment, told me, if you don't get the pre-emergent out by Valentine's Day, it doesn't eat much good. So I got that on my calendar for next year, for whatever that's worth.
Well, I'm still cutting mine. It's not too bad. The front yard's real easy to cut. It's all flat, but the backyard's a hill. But since we have the deck built, it takes up probably half of that space, and so it cuts down on the amount of grass I have to cut, so which is nice. It doesn't take near as long to cut the backyard, and it's not quite as taxing as it used to be. I have three sweet gum trees, and those little balls, you know, laying on the ground, and I busted my rear end more times than I can count on those hills trying to cut the grass.
But I cut the last sweet gum tree in my, that's actually physically in my yard down last year. Got next door, I got a vacant lot. He was clearing the lot off. He still left a bunch of junk. I don't know if he's going to build on it yet or not. But guys over there cut some trees down. I got them cut that sweet gum down. It's about 60 feet tall. I still got one down here. It's not on my lot. It's really on the right of way. And we used to walk in a neighborhood. My wife and I both fell. My wife fell. I think she broke her arm. One time we just skidded all over the place. We don't go out there anymore. But you can tell a big difference in sweet gum balls. I got about a half an acre. It's a little more than I could cut nowadays with my shoulder and hip problems I got. But my wife used to cut it. She loved cutting, but it's hard. Our yard's rough in the back, and it's hard on the board.
It's real rough on the blade, and so you have to keep it sharpened. I guess I probably should just rake them up, but it's a real difficult job, and I'm not real crazy about raking. I had my fill of that. I did a ton of it when I was growing up, and I just got sick of it. And this mower, it does a pretty good job. So it's a Honda, and I have it fixed so that it just mulches, and so nothing gets slung out of the sheet or anything like that.
Yard's about half the size it is. It's a big backyard. And but I don't have any trees in that. I don't have anything to throw wire up on for an antenna. But we bought a rider about 8 or 10 years ago, I guess. Probably longer ago than that now. We cut it for about 5 or 6 years, and I had to have a deck replaced, which is about $600. Had a big Cub Cadet. We found a young guy that's been doing it now, and he does what it took us 3 hours and about 45 minutes, and he does all the weed eating too. That's not bad for $50. I'd rather, by the time we got out there and got all beat up trying to weed eat and all the other stuff, so I said, shoot, it's worth $50 every 2 weeks for me to get it cut.
Yeah, there's a lot of equipment to drag out, because I do edging with it's got a rotating blade, and you just roll it and do your edging with that. I just can't do a straight line with a weed eater, holding a weed eater straight up and down. I just can't do that. So I use the edger for that and the weed eater for everything else. And I mean, you know, to me, that's mowing the grass, you know. I mean, my wife used to say, why don't you just crank up the mower? We used to have a rod mower and the other place we lived. And she said, why don't you just crank up the mower and I'll cut the grass? And I said, you mean you'll just cut the stuff in the middle, but then I got to get out there and trim and with the trim mower, and then I got to get the weed eater out. And she thought that was cutting the grass.
That's what I hate doing. That's the reason I don't have any Christmas trees in my yard. Of course, the guy that cuts mine likes that part of it, too. But I wish I had something small enough I could use a push mower on level enough. My son-in-law's got a... They live close to Malden, actually. Their yard's so small. I said, man, I could cut that thing with a pair of scissors. He gets that thing, makes like it's a big deal. I said, I give me a push mower, or I don't think I've got one push mower. I'll trim up a couple of spots or something. It's looking bad looking in the front if it gets too tall before the regular guy comes back. But I'm going to get it next time. If I ever get another one or get a house small enough where I can use a push mower, get a self-propelled Honda, I think, and be done with it.
This is a self-propelled, and I really like it. It's really nice. My brother-in-law actually gave it to me. It was used, and it wouldn't run, but all it needed was he had let it set for several years and with ethanol gas in it, and the gas bowl was just full of that gas, you know. It looked like Vaseline jelly. I tell you, it was really weird. And of course, then I got me some brake clean, sprayed out all the ports, and it cranked right up.
Small Honda 2200 generators, and I just put the regular, you know, the fuel additive that they give you. I just keep it in it all the time, because it only holds a bit of running 8 hours on a gallon of gas. So I put about a quarter of that in it and crank it up about every 4 or 5 months. It'll crank up after about, usually takes four or five pulls, but once I get it cranked up, then I can pick it up a week later and it'll crank the first pull. But, you know, weighs about 50 pounds. I got it just enough to keep my refrigerator going, or maybe a small heater or something if it's during the wintertime. If we do lose power. But I had one of those big ones. That thing was a monstrosity. You try to crank it, try to move it around. But those Honda, you know, Honda makes a good mower. Those self-propelled ones, they're expensive now. But I told my wife, if we ever got something smaller where I could, something that's level enough, that's small enough where we could cut it without using a push mower, without using a rider, I said, I think I'd buy a Honda, one of those almost commercial grade self-propelled Hondas, go ahead and spend that much money on a good one and use it. Because I don't mind the framework's what I hate doing. That's what my shoulders and my left hip give me trouble. It's been giving me a fit the last 2 days. I hardly been able to get out of the chair up until this morning. And I don't know whether I can do it anymore, David.
It's definitely not my favorite part. Never has been, but gosh, I used to have a ton of it at the old house. I had a huge backyard, and it was all fenced in, and I had to, you know, go around the perimeter of the fence, and yeah, I tell you, it was a job. I mean, it took a little over an hour just to do the weed eating, and then we had a little deck and a pergola and all that. We had to weed eat around, and not too much in the front, just a little bit in the front, but the backyard was just it was a job to weed eat. And sitting at the sports club here, so I'm going to, let's see what time it is. Gosh, I don't even have time to warm up. I'm just going to have to get out in the court because I imagine Lucas is probably already out there chomping at the bit. But anyway, good to talk with you. Have a good day. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a little toasty, but anyway, hope you have a good one. It's always good to talk to you. I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CBA.
Have a good day today, David. Good talking to you again. You better get out there and warm up a little bit. You need to get limbered up. Talk to you later. 73 M4DJC.